Joining me now to talk about the Matriarchal Walk is one of the organizers, Chevy Rabbit. Chevy, thank you so much for doing this. Can you just give us an overall view of what this Matriarchal Walk is and is all about?
Yes, Matriarchal Walk has happened on September 16th. It's at noon in front of City Hall. It's expected to be a smaller gathering. It's just basically honoring our grandmothers and all the matriarchs in our province. And actually, I came up with the idea about 4 years ago. I got a belief to wearing a ribbon to the dress. But I didn't want it about me. I didn't want it about me at all. So I asked Rick Wilson, who was at the time the Indigenous Relations Minister of Alberta, and Tanya Fear, who is the current Senator of Women's Culture, if I can honor grandmothers instead. So there's like two parts. There's the first part was a proclamation with Mayor Sori that we did, and that was amazing. It was well done. Everybody was there. It was well attended. It was at City Hall. And basically, everyone was there, and we were honoring grandmothers. So I'm dedicating honoring everybody. But then I turned it around and I said, I need to honor our life givers. I need to be in our first ladies and all our women, right? Because my whole life I've been supported by women and very women-centered nature. And I grew up with first ladies. And my family is a political family from Muscogee, and I've been in politics for quite some time. So I grew up with these women who add to culture, and they very given. They're pretty helpers. They're always in peace. They're always helping. They're always there for the community, right? So I didn't want to take that away and make it about me and the LGBTQ. I wanted to be done properly and honor matriarchs and the life givers to define our culture and define who we are.
From your perspective, why is this walk so important to be held in the first place?
I think it's important because we're honoring our grandmothers. At the end of the day, we have an aging population of grandmothers, a history book that are passing away. We have all of our elders who are passing away right now. And I wanted to, at this day, to honor them and our families as Indigenous people. But also, on the second part, I also wanted to acknowledge that we have other matriarchs who are non-Indigenous who are also adding to Alberta's culture. And I thought, what a great way to amalgamate non-Indigenous women and Indigenous women to walk together throughout history where they can learn from each other and share each other's matriarch stories.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And Chevy, just one more quick one before I let you go here. What do you hope people can take away from the walk once they leave and you know, they go home? And is there any expectations for them or anything that you'd like them to take away?
Yeah, it's about female empowerment. It's about inclusive family values and leaving nobody behind and also respecting women and matriarchs and life givers. That's what basically it's all about. Because we have so many amazing non-Indigenous women from different cultures. And they're here, they're here and they have their own stories. And this is a perfect time for us to learn as Indigenous folks, to learn about each other's matriarch stories and talk about sisterhood, female empowerment, honoring the matriarchs, and learning from each other, the cross-cultural learning experience.
Well, a fantastic initiative coming up on September the 16th, the Matriarch Walk at noon, taking place at Churchill Square. Chevy, thank you so much for this, and can't wait to hear all about how this year's walk is.
Yeah, thank you.